Time now for your letters. Education Secretary Arne Duncan joined us on the show last week to talk about the Obama administration's plans for education reform, including a new competitive grant program called Race to the Top. Daniel Yano of San Francisco writes, "Since when do we make states and then school districts within each state compete for federal funding? This is how we make education fair, accessible, and equal for all students? No, this is how we privatize, segregate, and destroy public education." Also last week, we marked what would have been the 75th birthday of author Richard Brautigan and discussed the reissue of his 1967 novel, Trout Fishing in America. Lawrence Winkowski of Seattle writes, "I remember that my girlfriend went into an outdoor sporting goods store in her hometown of Helena, Montana, and saw a display of Trout Fishing in America. She bought a copy and fell in love with it. So did we all. She went back to that store a week later to buy a copy for a friend, and the display was gone. She asked if they'd sold them all, and the store owner said, 'No, I sent them all back. It wasn't about trout fishing at all. It was nuts.'" Finally, lots of letters about our segment last weekend, observing the 100th anniversary of the Boy Scouts of America. Tony McCullough of Geneseo, New York, was one of those who wrote in. We reached him at his home.
36 years ago, I was a scout of the star rank, and have fond memories of scouting. However, I found it ironic that on the very day Daniel Shore discussed the very real possibility of the U.S. military abandoning its homophobic don't ask, don't tell policy, you also had a long feature on the Boy Scouts of America and failed to even broach the subject of its homophobic policy that does not allow avowed homosexuals to be members. Why deprive homosexuals of the same great experiences that I had when I was young?
Mr. McCullough is correct. Supreme Court decision in 2000 allowed the Boy Scouts to bar openly gay scout leaders and members, and we failed to mention that policy in our interview with Marcos Nava, who heads up the Hispanic initiatives for the Boy Scouts in America. The BSA representative stated that he wants to make scouting available to all boys, writes Donna Cushman of Kansas City, Missouri. Easy remedy, she says, admit gays. As always, we want to know your thinking and opinions. You can email us by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us. You can also find us on Twitter. Weekend Edition staff is at NPR Weekend, all one word, and I can be found on Twitter at NPR Scott Simon, all one word. This is NPR News.